91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. In today's transportation muddle, would you welcome some really informed co-pilots who know all about traffic delays, detours, and accidents? Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. Learn about the free real-time navigation app called Waze. That's W-A-Z-E. It's a connected citizens program. Just enter a destination in the app, keep it open, and stay informed of any anomalies along the way, even gas prices. That's in minutes. Later, Linda Gastenheimer's Food and Dining will visit with experts in the oyster farming business and learn more about the tasty bivalve. Oysters are super nutritious, and their farms help filter and cleanse waterways. That's Topical Currents after the news. And 7 minutes past 1 o'clock, it is today's Topical Currents Thursday edition. Joseph Cooper and my colleague Bonnie Berman. And today we learn more about the free user-generated traffic app known as Waze. That's W-A-Z-E. It's a Google-owned GPS app which monitors trip conditions to your next destination.
Traffic tie-ups, detours, speed traps, accidents, gas prices, red light cameras along the way. Miami-Dade County is Florida's first to partner with Waze, and we'll learn more about how governmental data input makes even Waze more effective.
With us is Alice Bravo, Director of the Department of Transportation and Public Works in Miami-Dade County. Welcome again, Alice Bravo. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Also by phone is the manager of the Waze Connected Citizens Data Exchange Program, Paige Fitzgerald. She joins us from California. Welcome to you, Paige.
Thank you. I'm excited to join you.
Well, good to have you. Full disclosure, I've been using Waze for a long time. I love it. But for the uninitiated, let's explain what it is. Do you want to do that, Alice or Paige?
Well, let's ask Paige. Take a shot at it.
Okay. Paige, go ahead.
Waze is a crowdsourced traffic and navigation application. As you mentioned, it is free. And we have over 50 million monthly active users around the globe. And we operate in more than 185 countries. And we have, in Miami, over 520,000 monthly active users who are driving approximately 150 million kilometers every month. What is different about Waze as compared to traditional navigation devices or apps is that Waze seeks to navigate users around traffic as it occurs. So we help users find alternate routes and become aware of road conditions in real time. We like to think of ourselves as the world's largest community of drivers who are all working together to avoid traffic and promote safer roads.
Now, you can use Waze also as just a passive user and just, you know, contribute by you don't have to add data, correct?
That's absolutely right. So you can use it much as you would use a navigation device, and that is how we encourage our users to use the app. It's mounted in the car like you would mount a traditional navigation device. You set in your destination. Waze will give you turn-by-turn directions from your origin to your destination. Again, rerouting you around congestion and other incidents as they occur in real time.
So if I have the app open and I'm driving and I see a car that's out of service, how do I then let all the other drivers know? Do I text?
A couple different ways. First of all, if you're a passenger in a vehicle, you can use the texting functionality of a phone to input that car, that incident, and that will notify other users, other Waze users in the area that there is an obstruction on the road. The entire application can also be activated hands-free through our voice activation system. So if you are driving and you do want to report that vehicle, which you don't have to, but you could to let other drivers know that there is an obstruction, you can do that through our voice activation system.
Alice Bravo, let's talk about the Connected Citizens Program. Why did Miami-Dade decide to enter into this partnership with Waze?
Well, you know, basically, Jimenez has challenged us to find every possible way to improve mobility in Miami-Dade County. So, you know, the quickest things that we can do to improve mobility all involve technology. So we've had a number of announcements this week. For example, we've relaunched our app that includes real-time information as to where buses and trains are. We're doing a partnership with Pay by Phone to pay for parking at our stations. But in line with that, Waze helps us accomplish multiple things. First of all, we can send information out to drivers as to where construction projects are located so they can avoid those areas. And then we can also get feedback as to real-time traffic conditions that we can use to modify our signal timing and adapt our signal system. And I think what's important, and I want to stress to everybody, since I started using Waze, I use Waze every single time I get in my car. Just because on any given day there might be an accident somewhere, and if people have that information and can avoid that area, well, they'll avoid the congestion and they'll help make that area less congested. So that's what I recommend to everybody. Use the app every single day, because that's how you're going to help improve mobility countywide, if we kind of spread out the traffic everywhere.
Now, how does the County Department of Transportation figure in and put data on the Waze?
Well, basically, the Public Works Department and the Water and Sewer Department, which are the two groups within the county that plan different types of projects in the roadways, we transmit that information to Waze, and that's how they can enter alerts regarding construction projects and places where there might be a lane closure. And we also receive information, for example, from utility companies, developers, when they need to close a lane somewhere, they have to apply for a permit through the county in the unincorporated areas. So I see us developing partnerships with municipalities as well to feed more and more of that information into Waze.
Have you, it's only been a month since you've entered into this partnership, but have you seen benefits or changes made because of it?
Absolutely. The more information we put out there, the better chance drivers have of avoiding congestion. By the same token, we're in the middle of this month going to unveil our new traffic control center, where basically we are going to have multiple stations for our traffic engineers, and they're going to be receiving data from different sources. One of those sources will be Waze. And at that center, they'll, as we install more and more cameras throughout the county, they can absorb, you know, get the information from Waze, then use the cameras to observe what's happening in the field. And at that center, they have access to all the signals throughout the county, and they can adapt signal timing. You know, soon we'll be installing adaptive signal controllers that, through loop detectors and other sensors, we'll be able to make that real-time change to signal timing based on conditions without a traffic engineer. But right now, it's still a process that involves human reactions.
Our telephone number, if you'd like to join in with a comment or question.
Do you use Waze? Are you an active user, a passive user?
1-800-743-9576. 1-800-743-WLRN. Also, email. That's radio@WLRN.org.
Or if you have any disappointments with it, or how you feel about Miami-Dade's partnership with the Connected Citizens Program. 1-800-743-9576. I also understand, Paige, that the maps are verified on a regular basis, so they're must up to date. Who are the map editors? Are they just the users?
Our map editor community is our most active user base. We have over 360,000 active map editors around the world who are committed to making sure that the maps in their backyard are as accurate and up-to-date as possible.
Paige, I was wondering, since Waze is a free service, how is it sustained?
We do sell advertising on the platform, location-based advertising.
I realize it was acquired by Google, but do we know who created it and where it was created?
It was founded in Tel Aviv in Israel. in about 2007, and we still operate entirely independently. The company is still run out of Tel Aviv.
Oh, I see. Okay. And the citizens, the Connected Citizens Program, when did that start?
The Connected Citizens Program was launched just about 2 years ago in October of 2014 with 10 initial partners. We've now expanded to nearly 80 partners around the globe. And just some background on the program, it is a free two-way data exchange of publicly available information. So all the data that Waze shares with our government partners is data that is available to the public through the app. We are just sharing it in a format that makes it more usable to our government partners. And this program is designed to benefit both Waze users and the government partners with whom we work. For Waze users, we get valuable closure and incident data that allows them to have the most up-to-date, hyper-local traffic information. And in exchange, we give really valuable data back to our partners, as Alice detailed earlier.
And how are the entries by users monitored for accuracy? Is that just the other users?
Yes, yeah, that's exactly right. So Waze is a self-policing platform. Other users who pass an incident have the option to give it a thumbs up, indicating that the incident is still on the road, or they can say that it's not there, in which case incidents time off the map, depending on the level of the road and the incident type. But yes, it is self-policing.
We're speaking about Waze, the app, the GPS app, W-A-Z-E, with Paige Fitzgerald, the manager of the Waze Connected Citizens Data Exchange Program, and Alice Bravo is the director of the Department of Transportation and Public Works in Miami-Dade County. A short break, and we'll come back and get to your calls. Our email is radio@wlrn.org.
And we're back. It is today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman.
Whoops.
And let's go to Michael in Miami. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Michael, are you there?
Hi, this is Michael in Miami.
Okay. All right. Hi, Michael.
You're trying to get rid of me, but I'm staying.
No, we want you. Go ahead.
I had two questions, you might say, that I could take off air. One was that I know Waze had me going through neighborhoods, especially, you know, Cayocho area where there's one-way streets and back neighborhoods, and I noticed that when I was using Waze that I was not alone, that there was a congestion in the back neighborhoods too that were pretty much residential areas that were pass-throughs. My second concern was the privacy issue. When I first started using Waze, it asked for lots of permissions through Google and so forth, and it's going to be tracking you when you're using a device and when you're not. So those are two pretty technical questions, but I was just wondering if those were being addressed. And thank you so much for having this conversation.
Okay, thank you. We're going to wait for Paige. Is Paige back there?
Yes, there we are.
Okay. Paige, Alice Bravo, you're both with us?
Yeah, we have a caller
who's
talking about that there's a lot of questions about locations and that and privacy issues that he sees, but I suppose that's what you have to kind of give up in order to use the service.
Paige?
So the question was about user's location or the location of different places?
Michael, rephrase your question briefly.
Well, when you activate Waze, it's asking for your contacts. It's connecting to your Facebook. Essentially, it's now tracking you 100% of the time, even though all you need is really a map app. And now you're joining with the government, with the cameras and so forth. I mean, it's a bit conspiratorial, but at the same time, that's a extremely effective way to track a person 24 hours a day.
Uh-huh. So he's concerned about the privacy issue.
Exactly. So I want to be very clear about what information we do and do not share with government. And I do want to emphasize that our user privacy is absolutely paramount. We certainly understand that our future as an app is tied to us being seen as both a safe and secure platform. So we consider that our top priority, maintaining that image. So we do not share any user information with our government partners. No user names, no user comments, no user photos, and certainly no user location information. We are only sharing system-generated slowdown information, so aggregated slowdown fees on certain segments, and any user-reported incidents. For the purpose of operating a navigation platform, yes, we do ask you to share your location as you're driving with speeds. But the only thing that information is used for is to aggregate speeds on different segments. We don't even internally have access to any individual user information about location or individual speed data.
Okay, so thank you, Michael.
Along those lines, also, we have James in Miami. You're up, James. Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, it's definitely along the same lines. My question is there a partnership with law enforcement to, like when they have all these Amber Alerts, can the WAIST program replace all that? I mean, this is the first I'm hearing about this WAIST program.
What's your question?
You mean in the sense of, like, be on the lookout for or something like that?
Absolutely.
Tracking criminal perpetrators or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Paige?
Yeah, so a couple of different things. First of all, we have integrated Amber Alerts into our platform in both the U.S. and Europe. So when an Amber Alert goes out, we have the ability to serve that information to our users so that they can also be aware of the Amber Alert and send relevant information if they have access to it to the necessary parties. Additionally, as Alice alluded to earlier, we share real-time user-reported incidents of crashes and congestion with our government partners. So as soon as a user reports a crash, that information in some parts of the U.S. and in Miami goes directly to the people who can address that incident in real time and determine what type of vehicle needs to be sent to the scene, whether it's a traffic management vehicle or an emergency response vehicle, get the incident cleared from the roadways, and get people help if they need it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Alice, a question for you. Waze often sends users through residential neighborhoods, adding to dangerous cut-through traffic on residential streets. How does the county plan to protect neighborhood residents from this type of increased traffic? The Waze app nationwide has been accused of increasing residential neighbors at risk. Has it been accused of increasing residential neighbors at risk?
Alice Bravo?
Well, I think throughout the county and the various municipalities in the county, you know, with or without Waze, the traffic congestion levels that we have here often produce us getting inquiries or questions from residential areas about cut-through traffic. And we work proactively with municipalities and in the unincorporated areas when we get those issues to do evaluations. And as a result of that, you see numerous traffic calming improvements throughout the county, traffic circles, traffic humps. And so, you know, at the end of the day, cars are driving on the streets, and those are open thoroughfares. I think whether someone is given that suggestion by Waze or not, it's an issue we have countywide.
Okay.
And let's move along to another caller, Robbie in Miami. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. So, yeah, I just want to comment on Waze. You know, I'm a pharmaceutical sales rep, and my first day in the field, I was, you know, introduced to Waze as a way of getting around. I travel all over Miami as well as Fort Lauderdale, and it's been a godsend. I mean, avoiding, you know, the 836 and 95 and taking the back roads is really made me efficient business person. But I do have one question. When Waze asks you, you know, if there's an accident, if there's a cop, if there's traffic, is there any incentive for the user to notify Waze on what's going on?
Incentive? What do you mean?
Like, it gives you points. It's like, oh, you know, is there a cop here? You know, thumbs up, and it gives you points. And, like, I'm not sure if there's, like, a system they use, if there's, like, any, like, prize, or there's something you're working towards when you're noticing things on the road or not.
Oh, okay. All right. Paige, can you answer that?
Absolutely. So there is a gamification element to the application, as you mentioned, where users can earn more points, Waze points, by reporting incidents on the road, such as congestion, crashes, or a police officer. And as a user gains more points, they get more permissions within the application. So, for example, they can edit roads in a different radius. They can change their mood within Waze so they get a different icon. But besides that, the points don't have any value outside of the application.
Okay. Does that help?
Okay, Robbie, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robbie. Victor says Waze is amazing, but it encourages people to use their cell phone while driving. I think you addressed this before, but again, is there a hands-free mode available?
Absolutely. Safety is a top priority at Waze, and again, we encourage drivers to use the app as it is intended by docking the phone and leveraging the hands-free functionality during their route for an undistracted drive. We also continue to innovate in the safety space. So, for example, when we detect that the phone is moving at the speed of a vehicle, we disable the texting functionality. So a user actually has to click through and state that they're a passenger in order to re-enable the texting functionality. Additionally, we allow our users to, with one click at the beginning of their drive, send their ETA and destination to a friend or a group of friends that they specify. And again, we're just trying to eliminate one of the main causes for texting and driving, which is having people check in on your ETA status.
I wonder if this is the step before also being monitored is your speed and braking from your car's onboard computer.
Interesting, yes.
Next up, Barbara in Weston. Hi there.
Hi. You did say Barbara. I didn't hear you say it. My husband and I go to Israel every year, and that is where we found Waze to begin with. It was interesting to find out that the two companies are run separately. We love Waze, with one exception. I would like to know if there's anything that's being done about this. We find that when we are told to make a turn at 150 feet, that turn is actually right there, not 150 feet away. So is there something that's being updated so that that doesn't happen? Because we often miss the turn.
Maybe you need to slow down. Okay, Paige.
Barbara, thank you for that, and I'm sorry. It sounds like the app is not working for you as it's intended to work. I'm sorry you're having these troubles. What I encourage you to do is to click through on the app stating you have a problem or contact our support desk, and we can make sure to resolve that issue. Sounds like it's a local problem. That we should definitely fix. So thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Okay, real quick, we'll take Brad in Fort Lauderdale. I'm short on time, Brad. Go ahead.
Okay, quickly, just kudos to Waze. We went to the USA soccer game in California and, unfamiliar with the roads, had to go from San Diego to L.A. And in the midst of it, it just told us to get off at some little side road. We drove for about 15 minutes and avoided a major intersection, which would have we'd never made the game, and then they drove us through some back roads through Pasadena, and we made the game on time, thanks to Waze.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Brad.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, we end on a positive note there.
We do. Paige Fitzgerald is the manager of the Waze Connected Citizens Data Exchange Program. That's the CCP, is their acronym. Thank you for being with us, Paige.
Thank you very much, and thank you also to Miami-Dade Public Works and Water and Sewer. We are very excited to work with you.
Okay, and Alice Bravo is the director of the Department of Transportation and Public Works of Miami-Dade County. She's also a licensed civil engineer. Any information you want to give out about the new app, Alice?
Well, I encourage everyone to download it. It's MDT Tracker app and Miami-Dade Transit. And basically, when you go in there, the first button on the right says Near Me. So when you enter there, it shows you all the transit routes and the transit stops that are near you, and you could touch any single one of them, and it tells you when the next bus or train is due to arrive. So we've also worked out a partnership with the Maps feature through Apple phones, and that also gives you arrival time information. So we'll have the Android version of the app out later in September. And we encourage everyone to give transit a try, and we're going to do a big promotion in August and September where we're giving away weekly metro passes that are good for using all the metro rail and bus services we offer.
And you have a trip planning feature on this app where you enter your address, where you're going, what time you need to be there, and it tells you exactly how transit can get there.
Okay, Alice. Well, thanks so much, Alice Bravo.
Thank you.